I'm LaVon.
I'm Miss Nene.
Welcome to Family Fun in the Kitchen and some yummy things to eat.
We are going to talk about a food item today that many people think of as a breakfast treat, but really they can be enjoyed all throughout the day. And oftentimes we shy away from them, particularly if we're stretched in our schedule and don't have time to bake or don't think that this is something that we can bake. Well, I've discovered a recipe and I've adapted it. It was from the Farmer's Better Half blogpost.spot. You know, it's fun to look through the internet and Facebook and come up with all these different recipe ideas and different blogs, baking blogs on the internet, and get
and
ideas.
And then you put your spin
on
it.
Yes.
Because we have talked about that sometimes there are things on the internet that people think really look good and they haven't tried them.
Yes.
So we know that you have tried them.
I have tried, and I've made this more than once, too, because it's so easy. I call them slick as a whistle caramel rolls, and you only really need five ingredients to make these caramel rolls. If nut meats are a choice that you like to have included in your caramel roll, pecans, walnuts, almonds even, hazelnuts, that would be the sixth ingredient, but certainly not necessary to make this caramel roll.
So one of the things when you say some people think it's really hard because we're thinking we have to know how to make a yeast product, a yeast bread, a yeast roll, and we don't have to do that.
Right. Some people have a fear of yeast. I know. I always did, even though I would watch Mom and she would make bread and caramel rolls every week. It just was there. But yet to actually do it myself and to have faith that the yeast was going to work, I think that was the big thing. But until I started having experience with that, then it became part of a natural baking repertoire.
No fear anymore.
Yes. But in order to get past that point, to not feel that you have to actually make your own yeast bread, your sweet roll dough, I ventured out and purchased a bag of frozen cinnamon rolls. I thought, well, Rhodes, of course, is the brand I use because that's the only one I could find, and I don't know if there are other brands, but that was what was available to me. There were 12 rolls, frozen rolls. They look like hockey pucks.
Yeah, they feel like hockey pucks when you first take them out of the freezer.
I wouldn't want to get hit by one, that's for sure. But anyway, then in that package also was included 2 packets for a cream cheese icing, if that was your choice. I did not, in my recipe making caramel rolls, I did not use that cream cheese icing because caramel was the target.
That's kind of the icing.
Yep, exactly. And then another fun thing with this recipe, LaVon, was that it used ice cream in order to make the caramel topping. Now, Mom used to use cream, and I know other people, when they commented on the original recipe, they said, oh, I use cream, I'll substitute ice cream and try that. And when Mom would add that cream, I remember she'd make caramel rolls, the nuts and brown sugar would be put in the bottom of the pan, she'd slice the caramel roll dough, put it on top, and then allow those rolls to rise, or proof is another term to use for that. Now, here's a trick, and a very important trick. When even allowing that proofing to occur, it doesn't matter if it's with a frozen roll dough or with one that's been made from scratch. That pan of bread or of rolls needs to be covered just gently with a plastic wrap. But as those rolls rise, they're going to stick to that plastic wrap. So, of course, the best thing that you can do, and it gets a little hard to do because that plastic wrap can be messy to work with, and you're trying to get it on the pan so that it fits on the pan. But just tear off a sheet of plastic wrap, spray one side of it, just spritz it with a nonstick spray, and then lay that side face down over the top of the pan so that when the rolls are rising and they get to that top of the pan where they're going to touch the plastic wrap, when you remove that plastic wrap prior to baking, your dough won't go poof.
Well, yeah, they don't stick, and it's also like that spray kind of lets them move. So when they go up, if they move in the plastic wrap, it lets it happen rather than sticking and holding them down. You don't want to hold those rolls down.
Yes, exactly. We want that yeast to work as much as possible. And then with the original recipe called for the 12 rolls to be put in a 9x13 pan, there are only 2 of us in the family, and so I reduced the recipe to put 4 in an 8x8 inch pan. Reducing that recipe caused me to make this recipe twice, because I thought the first time I just had way too much caramel, even by reducing that caramel, the
by
ingredients
half.
Amount. Yes. Mm-hmm. So I took it down some more and I was much more satisfied with it.
But we should say, you know, for some people, maybe you're making them for company, maybe mm-hmm. you have a bigger family, that 9 by 13 pan would be the way to go.
Yep.
And use all the rolls.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Then of course for me, the one who loves to go to the grocery store and see all the options, what flavor of ice cream do I use? And, I thought, okay, I knew that I wanted to have, if I was going to go just vanilla, you know, I'm not a vanilla kind of person, but if I was just going to go with vanilla, I wanted it to be vanilla. And so I did buy vanilla bean ice cream to use. But when I presented this to my granddaughter, she's 7, and she said, "Oh, Grandma, I'd want strawberry or blueberry." And I thought, oh, how fun. And wouldn't it make that caramel a pretty color?
It would be. Now, I'm not quite as adventuresome as your granddaughter is. And isn't it great that she's out there doing that? But as you're visiting, I'm thinking, you know, there is a newer flavor that I've seen by one of the brands mm-hmm. is the salted caramel.
Oh, yes.
And I think mm-hmm. that might be a good combination. You'd already have some of them have cashews in them. Some of them don't have cashews in them. Just the salted caramel would be a good combination. You already have a little caramel flavor.
Yes.
You're just adding more to it.
Yes.
So, yeah. So maybe start with your vanilla, and then maybe you want to try something else.
Okay. And butter brickle. I thought that, too, could be an interesting
butter pecan.
Yes. Mm-hmm. There are different ways to think outside the box, but vanilla does work.
Yes.
With this. And so the other ingredients that go along with this package of frozen cinnamon rolls are butter, ice cream, brown sugar, and white sugar. That's it. That's it.
Pretty common things you'd have in your kitchen.
Exactly, exactly. And again, I made this recipe a couple different times. The first time I made it in the afternoon, and I used the directions on the back of the package of the rolls where it said there are 3 different ways that you can allow these rolls to raise. The first one was to put the pan into a preheated oven of 175 degrees, then turn off the oven. So you just have a nice, cozy, warm box. It'd feel like going into a snug sack. And then allow those rolls to raise. They took probably about 4 hours in order to do that. They turned out, you know, just fine. The next time I thought, oh, I want to use the overnight method. And so it was so easy to do because, of course, combining these few ingredients for the caramel was nothing.
And that does go in the bottom of the pan.
Yes,
correct?
it's put into you bring it to a boil first in the saucepan. The ice cream, butter, and the 2 different sugars. That comes to a boil, then that's poured into the bottom of the pan. The rolls are placed on top of it and then allowed to raise. So you've got frozen rolls going next to a hot boiling mixture. And I thought at the time, oh my goodness, is that going to make a surface doughy? But it didn't seem to. And then those stayed in the refrigerator overnight. This was about 10 o'clock at night. I did this and put them in the refrigerator. At 6 o'clock the next morning, they were raised a good amount, but I did take them out of the refrigerator and allowed them to raise for about another hour until they reached the top of the pan before I preheated the oven and baked them.
So if you were having guests and you wanted fresh rolls, mm-hmm. this would be a way to, you still have to allow that little bit of raising time in there, maybe up to an hour, but you could plan ahead. As soon as you get up, take them out of the refrigerator and they'll be raised and ready to bake, and your guests are going to be so impressed.
Yes. even your husband and your children could be impressed too. And this is really, if you want to introduce your children to making a caramel roll, this is an easy way to do it because they can concentrate, first of all, on making the caramel itself and in watching the time transpire and how that roll raises. To me, kitchen chemistry is so fascinating. And to watch yeast when combined with warm water, not hot water, but warm water and a little bit of sugar, that sugar gets that yeast working. To watch that raise and to see that work, it's just an amazing phenomenon.
And like you say, that is chemistry. So mm-hmm. just learn chemistry in the kitchen.
So. Yes. And so we hope that you will go to KJAN.com and click on programs, click on Family Fun in the Kitchen with LaVon and Miss Nini. The recipe for Slick as a Whistle caramel rolls will be there along with some photos that will show you the 3 steps of of how the roles looked in the raising process and in the baking process. So we're happy that you joined us today, and we hope that you make some fond family memories in the kitchen.